First of all, how did that meeting go yesterday with the Reeve?
It went well. I mean, it was just an exchange of information. You know, he explained his position, and I was just trying to get some information moving forward for what to expect during the appeal.
And what's your sense now? What are your feelings now?
Really, nothing has changed. I think counsel voted to deny for political reasons. This is going to take, regardless of what they decided, it's going to take a while to get this work through because the OPP has to remediate the soils, and they're obviously not in any rush to get it done. Their hands are tied. You know, they have procedures they have to follow. Hopefully it'll get done this year. It's, you know, who knows?
You mentioned you feel like the decision was purely political. Of course, there's been a lot of backlash against your proposal, but you've mentioned many a times that there's a lot of support as well.
Yeah, there is. You know, I mean, if the petition is what's going to make a deciding vote, I can come up with a petition for 500 people in a matter of a short time as well. I just don't have the time to run around and knock door to door as these retired people do.
And while you were speaking with the Reeve or anybody from the township, did you get a sense or just ask what their reasoning behind it was? Did you have that conversation?
Yeah. Like I said, the biggest thing I got from him was, and he said it was a political decision, but it was a time. This is going to take potentially 2 years, and they didn't want people to have to sit and wonder what was going on for 2 years. You know, an interesting note that in the last meeting, the guy across the road said he could not sell his property until a final decision had been made due to the range, potential of the range being there. And it's very interesting to note that it is now sold, you know, and nothing's still been decided with the range. So, you know, a bit of an overreach, I think, on his part.
And now it's my understanding that the appeal process is much less of a public forum. This will sort of go behind closed doors. And I'm not an expert in all of these processes, but do you think that might help a little bit? This will certainly be quieted down a little bit.
I don't expect it to be quieted down from the people who oppose it. You know, they have a lot of time on their hands and not much else to do, perhaps. I'm not sure. But I think it will put it back into a forum where it should have been to begin with, which is purely a matter of law. Does it meet the zoning requirements as set out in the plan? If it does, then it should be approved. If it doesn't, then it, you know, there's stuff we have to do to get it to that point, or it's, you know, not approved.
Do you hold any resentment towards the township for the decision that they made last month?
Resentment. I understand the reason that councillors made the decision they did. They were getting questioned on a regular, if not daily, basis as to when this was going to end and what they were going to do about it. They have to live in the community. Again, the reason for their decision to deny was political, and I think to some extent, well, to a large extent, that's what motivated them. So am I upset with council? No, I understand why they did it. And their job is a political job. If it was left to taken out of the hands of the politicians and the public, I think it definitely would have been a different outcome.
Okay, is there anything else you feel like we should mention or people should know about before I let you go?
I mean, I don't know how you want to approach it, but I guess my only concern is the amount of money that this is going to cost. People are ignorant when it comes to the range, and not in a bad way, but they're not knowledgeable. And they don't realize the consequences of some of their actions. If this appeal was to go all the way to a full trial, I would venture that the bill would probably be $80,000 to $100,000. That's taxpayer money that could be far better spent somewhere else, especially when you consider that the range has been there for 25 years. To the best of our knowledge, there's not been one single complaint about the noise from the range in that 25 years. So you've got an existing use that all I want to do is legitimize.